The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good afternoon, Rolene Marks.
Hello. We're having crazy weather here at the moment, and I know that a lot of people listen to the show from Israel, and also just to be cautionary, just to be very careful driving around the country now. Also, cities flooded because of crazy, crazy storms around the country. But hey, not complaining, guys. We really, really need that rain.
Sure.
100%.
Rolene, we carried over a story yesterday. We didn't have time, and I'm so looking forward to hearing from you about this research that puts Israel as the eighth most powerful country in the world. Tell us about it. What are they measuring? How are they getting to this result?
Well, isn't it crazy good? I mean, just aside from that, we've had our first selfie from the Bereshit today from nearly 24,000 miles away. Just proof that while the haters are hating, we're busy sending missions to the moon. But in a survey done by an American company the other day who looked at some 80 countries, Israel polled in at number 8 in the world's most powerful countries. Now, how they measure this is they look at social issues, they look at the economy, they look at politics, which is very interesting that Israel featured so high, and they look at military might, which could also explain why Israel featured so high, as well as, and very important for us, international alliances. Now, some people like the BDS and others would have you believe that Israel is becoming more and more isolated in the world. Well, nothing could be further from the truth, and we can see this now with this polling and where Israel is featured.
That's I heard something. What's us playing
Mossad
music?
They're phoning Rolene.
Here we go again.
Definitely the Mossad, guys. You know, if I tell you, I have to kill you.
Rolene, so we've got a show here on Chai FM. It's actually hosted by the South African Friends of Israel. And a few weeks ago, they had a young gentleman. He was very involved with the BDS. And they had told him, Israel, apartheid state, you know the language, you know the narrative, we all know the story, bored with it, moving on. but he actually was offered by the Jewish community or by the SAZF to go on a fact-finding trip to Israel. And they would actually pay for his airfare and his accommodation. Right? His name's Klaus. Maybe we should get him on.
But, Klaus Machalomele, yes. Very familiar with
and so
Klaus,
when
yeah.
he got to Israel, at the airport, he needed to go to the loo. And he said to one of the security officers, sorry, where are the toilets for the blacks?
Oh, come on. Really?
Really.
Insane.
And the security officer said to him, I don't know what you're talking about, but everybody's toilets are over there. And he had been educated, and I use that word very cautiously, by BDSM. That's the BDS movement. And it's so interesting that a time comes where just the lies just can't sustain themselves anymore, Rolene.
Well, absolutely. And I do believe that we will come to a time where the tide will turn. And I think we're seeing this. I think we're seeing that a lot of countries are waking up to the fact that BDS is just thinly disguised anti-Semitism and are passing more and more legislation against them. And I think it's also, you know, when we look now at more and more countries adopting the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition, where they talk about anti-Zionism and saying that Jews have no right to self-determination, which is exactly what BDS does. They're calling it for what it is, which is anti-Semitism. So I think anybody who wants to be on the right side of history and the right side of human rights can see BDS for the gigantic liars that they are.
Talking about that, related somewhat, Ilhan Omar, what's she up to, Rolene?
Well, yet again, Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar has tweeted, and this time she has tweeted that she doesn't see why she has to pledge allegiance to a foreign country to be included or to be able to serve Congress. Now, we know that that foreign country she's talking to refers to Israel, because she does sit on the Senate Foreign Affairs Committee, and she has taken a lot of criticism for her anti-Semitic comments. And in fact, the Democratic Party today will join members of Congress in voting to condemn anti-Semitism. And one of the reasons is it is as a result of the comments and the tweets that she has made. And the Jewish community in the United States, even the more left-leaning, they've had enough. And many organizations are filing petitions to have her removed from the Foreign Affairs Committee. And President Trump himself saying that her comments are a dark day for Israel. He said Jewish groups have sent a petition to Speaker Pelosi asking her to remove Omar from Foreign Relations Committee. He says her comments are terrible. And she will be under attack, as many members of the Democratic Party actually take to the floor today in the House and condemn her for these comments. And, you know, at the end of the day, America and Israel, the relationship is built on shared values. And again and again, we've had these comments from Representative Omar, which is quite incredibly is backed up by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She herself has also taken flack for her comments that are anti-Israel. So it looks like this kind of rhetoric is no longer going to be tolerated, and that the Democratic Party is going to start doing something about this.
And again, I mean, it seems like that, again, related, unfortunately, but the genie's out of the bottle. I saw a picture yesterday, in fact, this morning on the Jerusalem Post, about this anti-Semitic caricature in the UNESCO carnival. I mean, it was a gross, awful picture of rabbis, caricatures of rabbis on a float. Give us the detail about that, Rolene.
Well, I don't even know where to start with how profoundly offensive and hurtful this is, but in the Belgian city of Aalst on Sunday, they have a parade that is actually what they call a UNESCO Intangible World Heritage a member. So they have this parade, and they had these giant puppets of Orthodox Jews, and you can see that they're Orthodox Jews because they're wearing strimals, they have peyote, and they are standing on tops of money bags and bars of gold, yeah, with rats coming out of their clothes. And even the Dutch chief rabbi, Rabbi Benjamin Jacobs, has said that this is absolutely, it's completely shocking, and it is typical of anti-Semitic caricatures from 1939. And as you can imagine, Jewish groups in Belgium have filed complaints, especially to the federal watchdog on racism. And this is not the first time this carnival has featured such gross, despicable anti-Semitism. A couple of years ago, and in fact, this particular piece is called Shabbat Year. So in case anyone was doubting, this is something that you would have seen in Nazi Germany. And in 2013, a different group designed a float which looked like a Nazi railway wagon, which was used to transport Jews to the death camps. And the people who designed this particular float are known as the FTP group, and some of them marched near this particular float dressed as Nazi SS officers and Haredi Orthodox Jews. And they even had Flemish Belgian politicians holding canisters labeled Zyklon B. I mean, I don't know how you don't learn from this. It is so profoundly offensive.
We're going to take some time to digest that. I'm going to leave it at that, Rolene. Let's talk tomorrow about Netanyahu and his campaign.
I want to throw up.
Well,
you and me both, Kath.
Who wants to digest it? But I hear my Simon.
No, we need to digest this. We have to have a strategy. This has to end. This is not acceptable anymore. Rolene, thank you for thought-provoking and interesting commentary, as always.